That I'm going to talk to Dr. Stephen Bright, and we have actually spoken to Stephen a little bit over the last couple of weeks because the issue of pill testing has been in the news with the summer festivals. But there's been a lot of debate in the public domain about pill testing, and certainly our lawmakers are at odds about whether they want to do that. And we've seen different responses from different state governments about whether they would support pill testing. But one of the things that Stephen says is that you can actually do pill testing in your own home with your own test kits, and that might, in the short term at least, resolve the issue. So we've got Stephen online. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I guess you're right that the whole issue of pill testing currently is in the too hard basket for governments. And so in some respects, we've got to do something about people who do need access to that sort of service.
I think the issue is, though, the sorts of services that they're talking about implementing are quite sophisticated, and the tests that are available are rudimentary at best. However, it would be far better for people to access these test kits, test their drugs at home, and identify a potentially deadly drug rather than just blindly swallowing something.
Well, I'm interested in this because one of the reasons that people would have a pill tested, I guess, is to find out whether it's been adulterated with something other than what they think they've got. So is a kit capable of identifying substances and compounds which are different to what you think you're buying?
Correct. So usually most of the test kits will identify MDMA, and that's what people are looking for. However, that positive result is actually less helpful than a negative result when it's showing that it's actually containing one of these adulterants. So for example, most of them will identify a drug called MDPV, which has been doing the media around yesterday in terms of, and so you could test your pills and find out whether it had that in them. And most people say when they do that and test that, they just chuck them in the bin.
Yep. And so if somebody wanted to get a kit, and I guess these are single-use kits, are they?
Well, look, you can get single-use kits that are produced by a company called EasyTest. They've just recently been in the media saying that their sales have gone up 110% in the last 12 months due to all the deaths with the recent festivals.
Yeah.
So you can get those kits. My only caveat with the kits are they're not well labelled. So there's a ketamine kit and an MDMA kit and so on and so forth. They don't actually tell you what the reagent is. So there's key reagents. Mandolin, Marque, and Merck are the key ones.
Right.
And the ketamine kit, for example, is actually a mandolin kit, and it's actually really good for testing MDMA, but not so good for testing ketamine. So you almost need to do a little bit more research into it. But otherwise, yep, they're a great product. Or if people, if you've got a group of friends that are partaking in recreational drug use, you can buy the actual reagents, so the marquee reagent itself, in a multiple-use product. And it's much cheaper that way too.
Yeah, okay. And cost?
Well, the cost for an easy test kit, so a single test kit, is about $14. But if you buy the stuff in bulk, you can make them up. Each test would only cost probably 50 cents or a dollar.
Yep. Okay. Stephen, thanks very much for your time this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
We'll go to Carlos, who's online. He wants to have a talk about pill testing. Good afternoon, Carlos.
How you going, Carl?
Good.
Years and years ago, I don't know if when it got shut down, I'm pretty sure it has got shut down, but there used to be a website that was an Australian one. It was called, I think, pillreport.org or something like that.
Yep.
But it was basically a source that you could go to online where some people would test the actual pills and get back to you, but it gave you a full description of the pill, the colour, the